Listen, this is the Little Mo Show podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm taking over for Skeet because he's out in Miami right now.
Yeah, he's fine. And you're fine.
Next year.
You're fine.
Listen, you know what, though?
He out there thotting and bopping.
But these are large shoes to fill, so it took three of us.
Yeah.
So, Skeet,
you're fine, partying, bro.
You missed that flight.
Yeah.
Tell her you can stay a little longer. We chilling with Mo.
And right. I was, because he was texting me, oh, I'm on my flight, sis. I'm like, yo, buddy passes aren't a exact seat. So, Skeet, no. You tried it.
No, that's but standby.
Yeah.
That's standby.
This worse than standby.
Right.
That's standoff.
Yeah.
Stand off to the side, and we'll let you know if you can get on today.
Facts.
And you know everybody leave, because if... All right, it was like King of, what is it? Live on Sunday, King of Diamonds Monday. And matter of fact, Wayne and, what's the boy? 2 Chainz was there. So I'm just looking at his snaps. So I'm like, oh, you living.
Cool lit, right.
Hope you be at work the next
and
day.
And he's not.
He's not here.
You're fine.
You're fired.
So there's a lot. Truthfully, he might as well relax because there's a lot of Insta models right now that are flying back home that were flown out. So all the seats are probably gone on these flights right now.
Yo, he said the flight was supposed to take off like 11 something. And I was like, why are you texting me? And it's 12. He was like, well, they had to reroute me the way my flight is set up.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, so, but I'm glad I have y'all here. So, listen, won't God do it where one ain't
all
there?
The time.
I got the three wise men who bring us some frankincense and myrrh. What is myrrh?
I don't know. They never explain it. They just throw the words at us and just make us take it.
Yeah, they was like, they bought it to the lady. She had Jesus.
And
they
poured
said,
it on. And
yeah, all greasy. I thought it was baby oil.
What if it was coconut oil?
I thought it was Murray's because, you know what I'm saying, waves.
Remember Murray's in the orange jar?
Oh, and they just abbreviated?
I got some of that.
What, Murray's?
Right now.
And you got to run real hard.
I can see the Murray.
Till it get pasty.
I see your Murray.
And you be swimming. Yeah. I say you be swimming.
And your head turn white.
it'll peel your skin off because it's so hard, for real.
But that was just like that. That might be it. I'm going to investigate that more.
Murray's could be myrrh.
That's what I think it is. Frankincense, what is that?
Yeah, that sounds like Frankenstein.
That
sounds like Frankenstein's.
Don't sleep.
Is that how Frankenstein smell? Frankincense? I don't know.
It ain't incense. I was like, is that, you know what I'm saying?
It's like a poop mix.
Wait,
poopery. So it's frankincense.
It was
like one more thing. What was the other thing? Gold? Now, when they ain't come bearing kids.
Yo, what is happening?
I don't know.
Now we getting biblical.
Yeah.
Hello. But no, it's just good to see. Y'all already know who it is. Ye ain't been stuck under a rock. But let me take, where y'all next?
Let's go in the building.
They was like, next here. I was like, Next, we gotta put this
out here. But
what's up?
On wife,
we go way back.
Yeah,
that's us and Mogul way back.
Yeah, will you be my wifey?
Yeah.
Yes, I'll be your wifey.
See, now you know
the original.
People don't know that, right?
Let's go.
Yes, the original. Yeah.
So all y'all beautiful ladies that's been singing that for all
it
these
ain't
years.
Yet.
Bam.
Thank Mo.
Y'all can thank Mo.
Been singing that for years, and I done took 3 trips down the aisle. I was like real rep. I was like, well, damn, sis.
You took the song literal.
You said it a few times. Yes, I'll be your wifey again.
Yeah. I set my own self up for that.
Yeah.
You did it. The 3. I just got to let it go. I was like, this is the last trip I'm taking down the aisle. But we have history behind that song because you was in a session. Actually, writing the record, y'all had already recorded, and I was walking by, I was going to the bathroom.
Right? Yeah.
And what you did?
I said,
come here, Rook.
No, I'm just.
Who booted?
I said, Mo, you know
Poopery.
What? I said, come get on this record because I was a big fan anyway. And she was like, you know what? Let's do it. That's back in the day when it wasn't all social media
politics.
It was like, oh, you want
to
be on the record?
Like, literally walking to the bathroom. Here, come just do this part right quick. Like, what part? And then kill it. And then next, you know, because that was when you could put out literally a record and it goes straight to radio.
Yeah.
And then you go on tour.
Right. Yes.
Right. Now you put it on the SoundCloud link, then everybody done stole the record. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
So, like, that honestly created Facts. Some history. Plus, we did the, what was the other group? Ideal.
Yeah, you're right.
Whatever you want to do. Like, I was going to the bathroom again.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, are you a bathroom
Poopery.
Bandit?
Poopery.
I was a bathroom bandit. Listen, I would go. Yeah, I think Mo.
I think Mo here.
Mo going to the bathroom.
I smell frankincense. And myrrh. Yo, you got to think about it. I'm going to think about that all day. But that's like dope that we all have that connection, because nowadays people, oh, holler at my manager. Like, no,
yeah.
Sometimes
no, we didn't do that back then.
You don't want to miss a hit record by trying to be too deep and too extra.
Yeah.
So y'all back on the scene.
Yeah.
Y'all looking good.
Thank you. Same
but
to you.
But I gotta ask, where the hell y'all been at?
Oh.
We've been in a cocoon, getting ready to come out and fly for real for y'all.
Gotcha.
Like we just been, you know, growing, maturing, and just learning to put us first, no matter what, and protect the brand, protect the three of us, and protect the music. And now we're back stronger than ever.
All right, gotcha. So Tweet trying to be political. This T-Lo, y'all. I'm going to tell it like it is. We broke the hell up.
Yeah.
It was T-Lo's fault.
We broke up for five years.
Yeah.
We didn't talk to RL for 5 years.
Are you serious?
At one point,
years.
T-Lo and I weren't even talking.
I didn't even like my brother.
That's what I'm about to say, because y'all are
brothers. Because he got an ego. So,
really?
And I don't.
No, I have an ego.
Ego.
I have a pet.
Yeah, right.
Don't sleep.
We brothers, yeah. It's my little brother, but yeah.
So y'all didn't speak for 5 years?
We didn't speak for a long time either. He had a house in Atlanta. I'd never walked in.
Yeah. Ooh. I didn't like him. I didn't want
That's
him there.
That's deep.
Don't come to the house.
All because of the group?
I mean,
No. Just
the industry.
Okay,
let's take mask off. Let's get it.
Gotcha. Just
air it out.
We were on some.
Might as well.
Wait.
We were just all on some.
Is this PG or is this?
We could cuss. We
were on some bullshit.
Shit. Gotcha. We can fucking cuss?
Yeah, we can cuss in this
bitch.
Oh,
shit. And here we go. Listen.
The T-Lo show is.
Nah, here we go.
Nah, I cusses.
Me too.
I cusses.
We broke up. Long story, I'm gonna give you the long story short. So we broke up. Someone came into our circle between us three. It was a young lady that was managing him. We're not gonna say her name, please.
Yeah, no free promo. No,
please don't. So she basically, somebody came in, lied to me, and we broke up. Didn't speak to him for 5 years.
Wow.
So we did Unsung. We filmed Unsung, right? So I'm in. I'm telling you how we got back.
Okay.
I'm in my 4-hour interview for Unsung, and literally they were asking me what we broke up over, and I really couldn't remember.
Wow.
So I'm sitting there going, "Damn, I don't even remember what we mad about. Like, what are we mad at?
All the things we were mad about that we could remember were irrelevant.
Petty, little immature. So the next night after Unsung that night, I called him like 3 a.m.
He said the same number.
Same number
for 5 years.
Yeah, same number.
That's crazy.
His number the same in your phone probably.
Yeah, because I be changing my numbers like I used to, but I had
to try to keep one.
There's the bed phone, there's the trap phone, and then there's the just in case the 5 years is up phone. So you call, was you like, hello?
So he was asleep, and he was like, hello. I was like, yo.
That's what he said?
He was like, hello. Hello. I was like, yo, I wrote it. I'm like, this is T-Lo.
But like, that's good you called, because now they send a text.
Yeah. Right. No, I called.
Them young kids send a text.
I manned up.
I sent him a text that he.
I manned up. So I called. Long story short, let me finish this damn story.
Right, shit. Bro, it's long though. But.
So. So, I called RL. We got off the phone and we talked the next day. And then we just really squashed it and aired out, and we compared stories. All of us got on the phone, squashed all the drama, aired all the stories out, compared stories, was done. Immediately, right after that, he sent me 15 damn songs to start recording.
Yeah, that's all.
And I just started recording. We started recording, so we all have studios in our houses. Okay. So we just went in and we did 70 songs, literally. Right now we have 70 new songs.
70.
Not 17, 70.
So when he called, after hours, because if he answered, hello, was you like, was you waiting for that call, or was you on some like?
No, I was, to be honest, I had become bitter, but not with them per se, but with the business. I mean, I love music. Music is my life. That's what's important. But it seems nowadays it stopped being about the music, and even more so, I felt like it was so much wasted time. I was more upset because we had wasted time. I had done a whole album on a group called WQRL, which is Wingo from Jagged Edge, Q Parker, and myself, just because I longed for that group thing, even though people would think, oh, he wants to go solo, he wants to do this. I loved my group. I still do. That's all I ever wanted. So I was able to send them these records because even though we were, you know, at odds, I would record and everything was three-part harmony. I couldn't help it because that's all I knew. So it was that easy to get back into place. Like, oh, word? That's like, you know, husband's out there, your wife, you know, ain't been putting out, you ain't been able to, you know, whatever, you've been in the doghouse. Finally, one day, the door's cracked and she got on lingerie laying on the bed and you know you can walk in. You.
That's how you get pregnant.
You back in the studio cracking.
70. Brand new.
So in that 5-year span, because you was popping, what y'all was doing?
Actually, oh. No. Let me answer that.
Because you know,
I wasn't popping. What I was doing was a few spot days to keep the lights on. But okay. They was touring as well, and it was crazy because.
Cause don't that get like that feel weird?
It's weird. You're competing against yourself. You know what I'm saying?
That's it was never. Doing. It was never ever.
Because me and Twin was still doing shows as Next.
Got yeah. you.
And then he was doing his shows, and then we'll be in the market. They'd be like, "Wasn't Next? No, oh, RL was just here."
What? Right. The other boy?
Yeah. So
that's how they start doing. Weird.
And it was a lot of that. And for us, you know, we wanted to keep the brand alive, but at the same time, like Tilo said, the moment we got an opportunity to. You know, being at home, as far as to answer your question, like, what were we doing at home?
Yeah.
I was taking my time to take care of my kids, be a father.
How many you got?
I have 4. My eldest son is 21. Okay. My middle son is 18.
So
my
you can leave them at the house by themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. But my youngest son's 14, my daughter's 8. And I'm a single dad, and I have full custody of my 2 youngest children. So, hey, is it? Won't he do it?
That's like, a part 2 of the long story.
So I was raising my kids, and we're still doing spot days. No tours, but doing spot days, and we were still working.
And see, that's the thing about the industry. It's like there's you get thrown in the lion's den with the wolves and the lions.
The mall.
And then there's really like no backup plan because you're just like, all I know how to do is sing. I sing my way out. But then when this happens, it's just like. You can't do nothing regular.
Well, I think that's no, the part no, from no, the thing. No, that's
you
not.
Know how people,
no,
so
I did something regular.
What?
So what I did, I went and got. I was teaching music, kindergarten through 12th grade for the last 8 years.
Wow.
I just quit once we got back together.
Wow. True story.
But see, that's still music related. That's still
yeah.
Dope.
But I'm in suits and a damn. Lesson plans and grades and grades.
I used to go to school.
Was it? Did
and
it
I
hurt
never...
or was it humbling?
Nah, it was humbling. Got you know, you. I mean, I was the hottest teacher in the building.
I
went to visit him because I live in L.A. And we finally start talking again. So I go to visit Tilo. And I went to his class. We know Tilo.
Yeah.
We know Tilo from Gary, Indiana.
This is Mr. Brown.
The knucklehead crazy nigga that might, you never know what. But he's in school and all I hear is, Mr. Brown. I'm like... If y'all only knew y'all and, teacher is
yeah, but for
lit,
me,
I, lit.
But see, for me, I was on, you know, back pages and everything. I was having to prostitute myself out.
For real?
Yeah, right.
No. More like
for real.
I'm about to say, let me go Google that.
Nah, but I taught.
Husband number 4.
Right.
So we did regular. Talk and a baseball coach.
Who was the baseball coach?
Me. I did all that.
So, well, damn.
Yeah, I was doing it all.
What? Damn. I didn't know that because a lot of people, like, when this industry, people are like, Mo, what did you do before this? I didn't do nothing before this but braid hair.
Us neither.
I'm not going back to that.
Yeah.
So it's just like that honestly, I think that every group, artist, anything, you need that time to just be like, okay, what was I mad about? Even with me doing reality TV, half the fights I see, I was talking to my makeup artist, I was like, what was the people fighting over? What was the real, if I always learned that if your life, your limb, or your property, which is your children, your family, aren't in danger, then what really was the beef? So that 5-year hiatus, now y'all back going strong. So y'all on the road, is there an album? What we doing?
We have the new single
is
called
Is it Wifey
Wanted.
Part 2.0? What I'm saying on?
It's
crazy if this new single has a call and response with a female, but you big time now. It's hard to get in touch with you.
I said, we could do this right here, record it, put it on the iPhone, put that bitch out.
Let's go. Yeah, because you got the whole studio in your pocket now.
Right.
Yes, yeah, we could do a photo shoot and a song on our iPhone.
Well look,
sell drugs like Rick Ross said.
You know, the original album was called Rated Next. The new album is called Next Rated.
That's
so
dope.
We got the
Full
new single
circle.
Wanted. You know,
that's dope.
It's doing really well right now. We're excited. It's for us, it's getting back into the swing of things and realizing how much rest you need and things that you took for granted before, because when you're younger, you're like, okay, I got an hour sleep, I'm good to go.
I closed every club.
No,
every club back
me.
In the day.
Yeah. I don't know how I survived. I spoke to Ray J, and I was just like, wow, like, you look great, and we're happy. And I was like, man, we all survived the turn up.
Exactly.
And a lot of people don't know
the
that.
Real.
So, see, Ray J's was the turn down.
His
so
was
he just lived different. His was like, you know,
Yeah. But I was out there. But one thing I love about us too, before we take this quick break, is none of that shit will make the internet. You'll never see some of my bopping days.
Nah, me either. Nah.
That's why I'm like, we were whatever that grace period was, that sufficient, that thing, that covering.
We got covered.
We was covered. Sure.
I closed every club in every city.
Ooh, we got to talk about that.
Everyone.
Yeah, when we come back, I want to pose a challenge.
We'll take a real quick break, and we'll be right back with next. All right? It's the Little Mo Show.
It's your boy, Steve Carter, the co-host of the Little Mo Show podcast, encouraging everybody to pick up a copy of the tell-all book, Tame a Little Mo, right now. It's available on Amazon.com.
Steve
Carter.
he's still in here
turning up and live on.
Lil Wayne and them. Well, he can be here with Lil Mo and next.
And next, that's right.
Anyway, we're back to the Lil Mo Show. I'm your girl, Lil Mo, and I got my brothers here. Just reintroduce. We got Tweet.
Yo, T-Lo.
T-Lo. And RL.
Yeah.
Now, because you know, Tweet, the singer girl, did people used to get y'all mixed up?
Oh, a lot of times. Not just people. They got us mixed up on IMDb. They got us mixed up on, like,
and
everywhere.
IMDb, that's the when you do movies and stuff.
Yeah.
So they probably sent her a couple of your checks.
That's his alter ego.
Yeah, they sent
her. That's what I'm about to say. Did that play? What? Now, tell the truth. RL, was he ever acting like he was grand?
Who?
We all did.
Who acted the grandest? What you do?
Well, no,
I'm gonna be honest.
For me, I grew up with low self esteem. I tried to kill myself in high school, so it really wasn't
that.
I needed them more than anything. They pulled up on my house when I had a gun in my mouth, and you know, had to go in the padded cell. Just to be honest, so it really wasn't about an ego with me. It was more insecurity and wanting to prove myself. And
I was
being the youngest,
joking.
I was super immature.
Got you.
So that was probably the hardest
thing. But that's what this
thing.
Industry does. And one thing, I'm glad that y'all came back together, because one thing that this industry does, and I say that's the part where they say, you know, it's just the devil all running through it, because he wants to divide us. But the fact that y'all came back together, y'all look great.
Thank
because
you.
I'm 63, so I know y'all about. No, I'm just kidding.
Yo, I want to pose a challenge to everybody. Like, all right, so as far as what we did, Let's do the forgive and support challenge. Everybody's always, I'll take it to the grave. I'm mad. I ain't gonna never forgive you. So we forgave and we moved on. We support each other. Like, look at what we can accomplish. Look at President Obama. Look at what we can do when we support. Look at what we
look
can
at
do
Black
for
Panther.
Black Panther.
Right. I said, grossing
$1 billion.
Hello?
Like, man, we're stronger together, man. Like, if people just try it once. It ain't gonna kill you. You already did it the other way. And it stresses us out to try to hold on to that. And it ages us.
Is there a song about
forgiveness? Because we forgave.
That's what I'm about to say. Like, people don't realize forgiveness takes years off your life.
Yeah.
So I forgave a lot of people, because you can't tell me I don't look 23 at this bitch.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm still trying to get that Kardashian package, because I don't know what they
I was
in
about to
water,
card you.
Or at their house. But, child, I need that.
Where
can everybody find y'all new single? Because I know it's some new music. Y'all said it's a girl on the song. I'm going to be hating.
Well, we got the new single, Warner. It'll be for sale March 23rd. But right now, you can request it at radio. I'm Just RL on social media, JustRL.
I'm T-Lo from Next, T-L-O-W from Next.
Okay.
And I'm at Tweet from Next. And our group social media is at the group Next. _ You have to put the underscore because somebody.
But can we thank Next Level OG Podcast Network too? Because you know,
look how y'all name is everywhere.
What?
Next Level, Next the group.
We in here.
Next week we'll see y'all.
Next time, Skeet, you got to be here, man. No thought,
no thought
on the clock, baby.
No
the name of the album.
Yeah, album,
so
single,
the name of the girl
on it that I'm mad.
She's hating on. The name of the album is Next Rated.
Okay.
And the single is called Want It.
Okay.
Don't get it confused with the first album, Rated Next.
Okay.
Next Rated.
It's Next Rated because it's full circle.
Full
now.
Circle, baby.
Got you. And you know what my favorite song, and I think we should redo, We Can't Be Friends? We need to redo that.
Let's do it.
And I think, but we need to, like, the group.
Let's
like, we
it.
Need to do, because that song right
now. We'll
like,
crush that.
Like, that, all that music from then is coming back. But if we add a twist on it, I think that'll be huge.
Okay, so when we in the studio?
Right.
We go right now. We'll see y'all asses later. Thank y'all to the OG Podcast Network.
We
about to go handle this business. Kimberly,
I'm your girl, Little Mo. We going to the studio because we don't play. Listen, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
And get our poopery on.
Love you, Mo. We appreciate you so much, man. Thank you for so many years of the real.
Like, I really pulled out, saw them in the hallway. I was just like, yo, I'm not going to even put on my church clothes. So y'all see how we do.
And we did.
Got this face beat and made it happen. Thank you. much to next. Make sure y'all support. Yeah. I'm at the Lil Mo Show. We'll catch y'all the next time. Skeet, if you ain't here again, I'll find me somebody. I'll find me a superstar on the couch with Mia. Thank y'all so much for the love. Had it been not been for y'all, I always tell people, thank y'all for this because I got to feed these kids.
Absolutely.
Peace.